This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New research is revealing the cause of some long COVID symptoms in children. CPR's John Daly reports.
A study finds children who develop shortness of breath after COVID have evidence of subtle narrowing of the small airways and air trapping due to inflammation or airway constriction. This may cause other lingering symptoms like fatigue, chest pain, or cough. National Jewish Health's Dr. Nathan Rabinovich is lead author.
This is a quality of life issue for a lot of these kids. It's not going to put them in the hospital necessarily, but it will keep them from doing stuff in school, sometimes going to school.
He says daily use of inhaled steroids and long-acting albuterol together with physical therapy could provide relief and improve symptoms. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Parkview Health System in Pueblo is joining the UC Health System. The partnership takes effect next year. Parkview hopes the deal will help stabilize its finances. UC Health plans to continue Parkview's nursing and education programs in Pueblo. Colorado Parks and Wildlife believe wolves may have killed 21 calves at a ranch near Meeker. CPR Sam Brash reports it could be evidence of a previously unknown wolf pack.
Wildlife officials know about one pack living in Jackson County. But these kills, they occurred in the White River National Forest, about 100 miles to the south. Wildlife agents are now investigating. If wolves are responsible, a spokesman says it means the state likely has its second pack. Those animals would have migrated to the area all on their own. In 2020, voters approved a ballot initiative that requires the state to reintroduce wolves by the end of 2023, but no reintroductions have happened yet. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's a sunny day across Colorado with highs mostly in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.